Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing patriots. Welcome to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hoping you're all off to a great start for your week and your commute. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. President Trump, unfortunately, is now, he's in front of a grand jury, and he's being investigated again. I don't know how that's even possible. You are never allowed, according to the Constitution, to be tried or charged for the same thing twice.
This time
it's seditious conspiracy is likely the charge if the grand jury moves to indict him. So typically when they ask you to go before the grand jury, that means you're going to be arrested and indicted.
Right.
And so they asked him first, and it wasn't clear if they just asked him or subpoenaed him, but he could have pleaded the fifth and waited for a subpoena. It sounds like he didn't do that, like he's just willing to go, and because they're saying, well, it could be a political move to try to get him to plead the fifth and make him look bad, and, you know.
Right. Right.
All of this absolute nonsensical garbage that's just another stupid witch hunt.
You know, this is quite remarkable that they are so brazen, because they've gotten away with criminally harassing him.
Yes.
For so long. I mean, this is malicious use of our legal system.
Right.
To harass a political opponent, because it has been shown over and over, from the impeachments, the Russia investigation, the evidence of his campaign being spied on. I mean, there is such a litany of offenses that have been proven to have been false charges, and is criminally done.
Right.
But nothing happens to him. So now they do it again. They try it again.
Right.
And it's so clear. It's like, well, somebody, who is there to come to the rescue?
Well,
that's the problem.
And see, that's the good part is, as you all know, Marjorie Taylor Greene filed articles of impeachment against Attorney General Merrick Garland, as well as the January 6th prosecutor.
Yeah.
And that they have... that initially prosecuted all of, well, still in the process of prosecuting J6ers. And so luckily that is gaining a lot of traction in the Oversight Committee. And we have a clip about that today. In fact,
with
Representative James Comer. And it's interesting because Fox News is interviewing him and saying, so isn't it a good idea that maybe somebody should file articles of impeachment against Merrick Garland? And we're going, that was done a couple months ago already,
right,
by Marjorie Taylor Greene. She filed those articles of impeachment against the five biggest criminals.
Yeah.
You know, including Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Biden, and so it's already been done. And so, if anybody is unaware of that, how can you be a Fox News interviewer and not know that it's already been done?
All right. Well, usually when there's this type of high crime that is taking place, the Department of Justice comes in, swoops in, and goes after the bad guys. Well, the Justice Department is the bad guys.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it is, what a corner this has been, you know. I think that they know that stealing 2024 would be so monumental that that they fear that they could actually lose. Even with all the dirty tricks up their sleeves,
right.
They couldn't keep Trump from getting voted in. So the plan A is to make him not qualified to be a candidate, you know, by, you know, hounding him to death with, you know, criminal prosecutions.
Right. And well, the interesting thing is I have an article here from Epoch Times that describes that the GOP, the House GOP, is now getting, well, they've got over 100 co-sponsors for a bill to do a whole bunch of election reform. However, I was really, really disappointed. Boy, talk about missing the target by like 25 miles. There's all sorts of different reform bills all compiled into one, mm-hmm. and it's getting good traction and support. There's not a single thing in there about banning electronic voting machines.
Right.
Not a single thing. That is the most effective, what would you call it, a guillotine against
yes.
election fraud. That would be the guillotine that would separate election fraud from our election system, and yet it's not there. How can you miss that big of a target?
There are three things that the Republicans have absolutely failed, and they've had 3 years to do it. And
yep.
even though we got all of our heroes in there, they're saying all the right things. Close the border.
Yep. Ban the machines.
Ban the voting machines.
Yep.
And get our January 6th prisoners out of there.
Exactly.
I mean, we're not even...
Get our president back in office.
Yeah, this is why people have, you know, lost, you know, a lot of hope. Of course, once again, as Christians, you know, we're tempted to place our hope in an institution of man, and we need to be placing our hope in God.
Right.
But this institution of man was built on the cornerstone of Christ, our laws.
Yep.
The Bible is the cornerstone for our laws. It was founded by God-fearing men, and we have prospered, and it has served us so well. And so it's not just about placing your hope in man and a system made by man. This is a system built on really God's word through and through. If you listen to wall builders, you know that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's a really great point, too, because like Jim Caviezel was telling Epoch Times, he said, this is a dark time to be an American because we really don't have a country now. The country has to be a sovereign nation with borders, and we don't have a southern border anymore.
Right.
Everybody has to decide, are you going to stand up for our country and follow the righteousness of our forefathers in creating this republic? They believed that life comes from liberty and life comes before happiness, because without your life, you have no liberty. Without your life, you have no happiness.
Yes.
And I mean, that's a great statement. Are we going to stand up and do what we're supposed to? Because who we're afraid of, we better not be afraid of man. I'll tell you that.
That's right.
We better be afraid of God. And God gave us this nation, and darn well, that just works crazy good according to what the word of the day is today,
oh.
which is also a random turning. So lo and behold, it just, you know, the Lord has his hand in the show. I'll tell you what.
That's very cool. Oh, by the way, you mentioned Fox News. Fox News is in the crosshairs.
Yes.
And we say, let Fox News crash and burn
yep.
into a heap of ruins.
Yep.
This is coming out now. This is just explosive. Whistleblowers at Fox News revealed that the company is matching employee donations to the Satanic Temple, LGBT activist organization, The Trevor Project, Planned Parenthood, and the SPLC.
Wow.
If there's anything more satanic, un-American, and communist than that, that's Fox News.
That's insane.
Let them go down.
Yep. Burning flames.
Yep.
Just like the people they support, the Satanists.
Yep, absolutely. So anything I find, even if it's something of interest that Fox News is talking about, I will always look for another source talking about the same story and not give them an ounce of credit. And everybody with any ounce of integrity still at Fox News, leave.
Better leave quickly.
Yep.
Yeah, because
Epoch Times, Blaze TV, Newsmax, there's alternatives.
That's right. And in fact, we just read an article that was put out and a statement by Fox News trying to condemn Tim Ballard's organization and try to say that it's false and fake.
It's under investigation.
Yeah, under investigation. Oh, really? And all this nonsense. Well, imagine that. So they're donating to the Satanists,
yep.
And they just ousted Tucker Carlson. And then look at what they did to him after they ousted him. They tried to pursue him and make him keep quiet.
That's right.
And level all sorts of lawsuits against him. It's Rupert Murdoch. So I would not be surprised if he has his hand in the pedophilia as well.
Yeah.
Anybody that is going to try to put down this movie or the people behind the true story of the movie, they're just labeling themselves, hey, everybody, I support pedophilia.
Exactly. Yeah, like the story you mentioned yesterday, CNN, just running the movie down, trying to, you know, make it some radical extremist lunatic fringe concept of
calling it QAnon adjacent,
right? And running on this conspiracy theory of a global elite child trafficking ring. It's such a great point. It's like Epstein Island.
Yeah. Anybody ever hear that? Anyone?
Right. So anyway, let CNN crash and burn in the same heap as Fox News. Let them all come crashing down in a burning heap.
Let all the globalist-controlled mass media just burn in flames.
Yep.
They're every part complicit to these global coups that are happening all around the world with, like we were talking about, Israel is in the midst of a WEF coup. Guatemala is now in the midst of a coup. This is the name of the game, and this is what's going on in our country as well. So
that's right.
The sooner we all address that and say, this is the issue, the faster we can oust them.
Yep. Prepare to defend yourselves, patriots.
That's right.
And your country.
This is ours, and do not fear man.
All right. Well, now that we're all fired up on this Trump Tuesday, let's get into the word of the day.
That's right. And so this is extremely cool. It's just amazing. Just weaves right into this whole message today, and it's amazing. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from 1 Samuel chapter 15, and since I can't read the whole thing, and you wouldn't want me to anyway, the whole chapter is all about King Saul and how the Lord is talking to Samuel the prophet, and he tells Samuel to tell Saul, starting in verse 3, I'll just pick out certain verses here and read them so that you get the whole story.
Now, this is Psalm verse 3?
No. This is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 3. And it reads, this is the Lord talking to King Saul through the prophet Samuel.
Okay.
And he says, now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. Mm. And so Saul gets his armies together to go and attack the Amalekites. And down here in verse 7 through 9, it reads, and Saul attacks the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt. He also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed. And then fast forward over here to when King Saul gets back and the Lord tells Samuel what has happened. And so verse 12 reads, so when Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul went to Carmel, and indeed he set up a monument for himself, and he has gone on around, passed by, and gone down to Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him, blessed are you of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. But Samuel said, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Then Samuel said to Saul, be quiet, and I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he said to him, speak on. So Samuel said, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel, and did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. And that's it. And finally, at the end of this chapter, you know, after God basically tells him, I don't want you to be king anymore, and he regrets having made him king.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Samuel, in verses 32 and 33, then Samuel said, bring Agag, king of the Amalekites, here to me. So Agag came to him cautiously, and Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. But Samuel said, as your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless among women. And Samuel hacked Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal.
Wow.
And that's it. And so the takeaway here is summed up in my Bible notes here that says, these verses reveal a tragic character weakness in Saul. He first claims to have obeyed, then blames the people, and right. again seeks to justify himself and blame the people, the true mark of a worthless and hopeless leader. And so it's quite the pattern that he responded with. When God knows Saul better than Saul knows Saul, right? And so he lies, first of all.
Yeah.
He lies, and then he blames the people, and then he does it again. He lies and blames the people a second time.
Yeah, that's somebody who doesn't know God very well.
But then it's what's interesting, and I didn't read this verse 24. Then after Samuel basically says, because you've rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. Then Saul says to Samuel, then he finally fesses up, basically. He says, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
Oh.
And so he knew.
Listen to that, Patriots.
He knew the truth. He knew the truth of what he did. He feared the people and obeyed their voice. And yep. rejected the command of God.
Yep.
And so that's extremely important to understand, that not only did he reject the commandment of the Lord and feared the people over God, but then he lied and blamed the other people twice.
Right.
In an effort to try to cover it up. You can't cover anything up from God.
Yeah. God knows your heart, and if you know that he knows your heart, then that's going to completely change your response.
Exactly.
You know, as soon as you come up with an excuse and you know you're in the wrong, before it even comes out of your mouth, you should say, no, that was stupid. I was going to say something, but that was dumb. That's your response to God.
Well, right.
And you humble yourself.
Yes.
And repent, or I mean, confess. You know, yeah, but that got him killed or, you know, removed.
Yeah, exactly. Because that characteristic of wanting to lie and blame everyone else when you already know to begin with that it was your fault, but still now you're willing to lie and throw everybody else under the bus.
Yeah.
That's a terrible, like it says in the notes, a terrible character flaw, and it's the true mark of a worthless and hopeless leader. Mm. So, you know, you're better off, even if you had transgressed the commandment of the Lord because you feared the people and obeyed their voice instead, at that point, you're better off to just admit that without throwing more wood on the fire by lying twice and trying to throw other people under the bus mm-hmm. at the same time. That's very unfortunate.
That was probably the moment when God said, I've made my final decision.
Yeah, you're out of here.
You're out of here, buddy. You're fired.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, boy, there's a lot of lessons there to learn from. The big takeaway for me is fear God more than you fear man.
That's right.
No, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, and when God confronts you on something, don't blame somebody else.
That's right.
You know, take ownership of it, confess it, and have a contrite heart. And
yeah, yeah. Don't stack more sins on top of your problem that you've already made.
Right.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, thank you. That's okay. Once again, that's First Samuel
15. Chapter 15 with different verses throughout the whole chapter.
Yeah.
It's not that long. If you wanted to read it yourself, I would recommend it.
That's a good one. And you read the Bible study notes, too. Lots of really interesting perspectives in there. So
for sure.
All right, guys. Well, let's take that break here real quick and come back with a very short segment, too. And just sit tight. This segment brought to you by Katie Armor. Serious body armor for serious times. Get your full armor on, physical and spiritual. For your physical armor, go to katiearmor.com, CATIarmor.com. Stay right there.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
You know what? You want to know something?
You want to know something?
You want to know something? We always win.
Welcome back, Patriots. Segment two here. We've got a couple of clips lined up for you, and so we want to make sure we leave plenty of time to get those out to you. And this first one is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lady Liberty. You want to
that away? She's talking specifically about the deadly effects of all of this Chinese-made fentanyl coming across the border, and listen to what she has to say.
Fentanyl deaths are at an all-time high. 300 Americans dying every single day from fentanyl. Having a top government official on the Mexican cartel's payroll helped the cartels operate with impunity, moving tons of drugs around the world and make billions. It costs the cartels as little as 10 cents to produce a fentanyl-laced fake prescription pill. 10 cents! And that is sold in the United States for as much as $10 to $30 per pill. Mr. Maltz, with your experience in your career in the DEA, is the amount of fentanyl coming across our border, is this an all-time high?
Yes. I mean, this is the greatest drug threat we've ever faced in the history of the country. But I want to add that it's really not a drug. It's a chemical weapon coming out of China, just like the K2, the spice. Now, the xylazine that is rotting people from the inside out. This is deliberate, in my opinion, my expert opinion from all the years of doing this. I lived this nightmare starting in about 2008, and then fentanyl started coming in around 2012. This is deliberate, and I would say, based on my experience, it's like, just like the Afghans used to say, selling heroin to the West is a jihad against America. Well, for China, they're undermining, they're destroying our country, and they're sitting back using the Mexican cartels to do the dirty work.
I agree with you, Mr. Maltz, and I believe, and I would ask your opinion as well, with the Biden administration's policies allowing the Mexican cartels to traffic the amount of poison fentanyl that's coming across China, it seems to be, it's not negligence. It's not that they don't know it's happening. They know it's happening. It's hard to deny 300 Americans dying every single day from fentanyl. But would you agree that the Biden administration's policies is helping the Mexican cartels traffic this Chinese poison fentanyl into the United States of America?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at this little boy, 3 years old from Kentucky, and this is his mother in the coffin here with the kid because of fentanyl. And it's happening every day all over the country. I deal with the families. I know. And that's really sad. And it's very sad that the current administration overturned strong homeland security policies that kept us all safe. That's my passion. I mean, I can't believe this is happening to this great country.
I agree with you, Mr. Maltz. It seems that border security should be our utmost important issue that we're working on, not only to stop child sex trafficking, human trafficking, but also to prevent the poison of 300 Americans a day. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. And this one is related to that. Lady Liberty.
Yeah, this is Maria Bartiromo from Fox News asking Jim Jordan about the impeachment charges for AG Merrick Garland.
Many people in the House saying that it is time to draw up impeachment articles. Are you moving to impeach Attorney General Merrick Garland?
This is a question for the full conference, but I will tell you this. The speaker has been very clear. Speaker McCarthy said, if we have to go to an impeachment inquiry, we will, in fact, do that. It sure looks now, based on all this evidence that keeps piling up, based on what Senator Grassley released this week with the 1023 form, what we heard from the whistleblowers this past week, and the conflicting statements from the Justice Department, it sure looks like we're moving in that direction at a pretty quick pace. But ultimately, Maria, that's a question for the full conference, Republican conference in the House of Representatives. We will do what the Constitution requires if that's where we need to go, but we have to figure that all out. One thing I do know is if you head down this road, it completely consumes Congress. I was, as you know, I was on the other side of this when the Democrats did their ridiculous impeachment of President Trump 4 years ago, and the amount of time and focus it just demands from the Congress is huge. But if that's where we need to go, because that's what the facts say, and that's what our constitutional duty is.
All right, we are sure looking forward to that and a lot more to say, but we're going to have to save it for tomorrow. Join us at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.